Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. Do you ever have times when you just don't feel very thankful or don't feel much like praising God? As Christians, we are called to live lives that are filled with praise and thankfulness in all circumstances. But sometimes, if we're burdened with problems or maybe things just aren't going the way we like, we might find that it's easier to complain and then neglect to be thankful. I wonder if David was feeling that way as he began to write Psalm 103. He writes there, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." It sounds here like David might have been preaching to himself, trying to stir himself up to give thanks and praise and worship to God. And how does he go about doing this? How does he change the direction of his heart and remind himself to bless and praise God? He goes on to say, "Forget not all his benefits." In other words, David realized that the fuel for thankfulness and praise was found in recalling, bringing to mind all that God had done for him, the things that are God's benefits or his blessings. And where does David begin to recount the benefits of the Lord? Significantly, he starts right here, "Who forgives all your iniquities." Could there be a better place to begin to recount the Lord's benefits than remembering this? He forgives all your iniquity. David knew the blessedness of having sins forgiven, and I suspect that he wrote this psalm sometime after that terrible fall with Bathsheba, when he committed adultery and he committed murder in trying to cover up that sin. And as shocking and scandalous as that was, when David confessed his sin, the Lord forgave his sin. And in yet another psalm, David wrote, "Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." If God did not forgive us of all of our sins, we could never have any fellowship with him. We couldn't really enjoy any other benefit from him, and our future would be completely hopeless because we would be facing God's eternal wrath and judgment against us. It is the complete, comprehensive forgiveness of sins that leads to the further benefits that David cites. As he continues, "Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good." These things are not unrelated to the benefits of the forgiveness of sins, because it is through the forgiveness of sins that we have hope beyond the grave. That even though our physical bodies are subject to sickness, disease, suffering, and death, yet we can know that God has redeemed our life from death and the grave, and we will live in his glory forever. And it's only because we have the forgiveness of all of our iniquity. And we can only have that forgiveness because Jesus has died in our place to satisfy the justice and wrath of God against our sin. Not a part of our sin, but all of our sin. As Paul writes in Colossians 2, that God made us alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. When you need encouragement to bless the Lord with your whole heart, when you need encouragement to worship gladly with thanksgiving and praise, maybe try following the pattern of David here. Preach to yourself. Recount to yourself the great benefits the Lord has given you. And when you do that, begin, like David, with this wonderful truth: He forgives all your iniquity. If David was so moved to bless the Lord in his day, how much more should the forgiveness of sins move us who live on this side of the cross and to whom the fullness of the gospel has been revealed in Jesus, to worship and praise and glorify him? Bless the Lord, O my soul. This has been Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.